You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes. The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Richard Leo Johnson, whose latest release is called Celeste. Richard Leo Johnson uses extended techniques and a theremin guitar to explore themes of alien abduction in this instrumental Americana of the imagination. Richard Leo Johnson's Celeste is available from all online retailers. Tori Amos is in the bowels of Subculture, a club in New York City with the rumble of subways growling through the room. The performance venue is new to her, but the place she's sitting isn't, on a bench in front of a Steinway grand piano. With wide-set almond eyes and high forehead leading to long hair that's an unnatural shade of red, she doesn't look much different than she did two decades ago when she made her solo debut. Her latest album is Unrepentant Geraldines, and it's Tori Amos contemplating life at 50.
I was looking 50 in the eye. I am 50, and being 50 is great. But if you'd asked me this time last year, I might have given you a different answer. So all of these songs have been part of me getting to this place.
Those songs involve religion, marriage, motherhood, politics, feminism, and mythology, sometimes all at once. The title, Unrepentant Geraldines, is from a 19th century painting by Daniel MacLeese, and it begs for interpretation.
I saw a painting of Geraldine looking very much like the repentant Magdalene, and she was looking at me, and then I started to think about being unrepentant. And at a certain point in your life, you have to stand by what you believe in. So that was the initial inspiration.
Peter and Paul, they did come down.
It's just a day of recognition.
Women like the Magdalene.
She said the Savior loved them.
Now you ask me if I agree.
Oh, patron Saint Cecilia.
With the unrepentant Geraldine.
Visual art informs many of Tori Amos' songs. As the Unrepentant Geraldines of the title track, the art of Cézanne on 16 Shades of Blue, and a 19th century woodcut of the Maids of Elfinmere. That woodcut is based on a William Allingham poem about three mystical damsels who visit a young man every night but depart at the stroke of 11.
I was looking at this wood carving, a picture of it, and my goodness, it just took over my life, where I would be walking down the street somewhere and I would just see the maids in my mind. So I was fascinated by what their story would be now, where they've come in the last 150, 200 years. And I wanted to understand what their myth was and then apply it now in the 21st century. And that's kind of where they came from.
So how do you feel it applies in the 21st century?
Well, I think that there are many young lads with chestnut hair thinking that they are waiting for somebody. And I wanted to capture this idea that this man was dreaming of a love of his life, and the maids were looking out for him, the maids of Elfinmere. They had a field of vision as well, because they can cross the timeline and they go through the veil. And they were able to see that there was a woman that was going to come into his life, but they weren't sure if she were going to bring him true love or sorrow. That's how they are protecting him.
Which is an interesting interpretation because, in the poem, the young man tricks the maids into staying longer by setting back the clock. When they discover his ruse, they leave and go to the shore, where they apparently commit suicide over the betrayal, and the young boy dies of grief. But they go away, right, in the poem?
They're not going away in my song.
Okay.
They're watching over him.
Skinning their song, song.
Tori Amos isn't writing from a place of spirituality, mythology, and art. She writes from a place of love, although some of it might take you aback. She's been married to Mark Hawley, who is also her engineer, for 16 years, and he's the subject of Wild Way.
I hate you. I hate you.
Those aren't your typical sweet nothings.
I recorded it. He was in the other room, and I walked in, and he had tears in his eyes and rolling down his cheeks. And he said, I hate you too, wife. I hate you too.
It's kind of about giving yourself over, letting yourself go with another person, isn't it?
Well, sometimes on that clock, when you're looking at the clock, when I am anyway, if 12 o'clock is when the relationship is balanced and good, and you're not at 11 o'clock where there are those two ones, so there are two of them, and all you can see is how amazing the other person is. Well, then there's the other extreme of that, and that's that 1 o'clock, and you can't see a lot of good things in that moment, can you? So that was the song.
Of course there was a time you didn't always get your way, but there where my heart was not so easy to invade, when my battlements were strong before the pilgrims came. Don't forget you were the one who loved my wild way.
Mythology and religion are often intertwined in Tori Amos's music, and her relationship with the latter can be ambivalent. Her father was a minister.
Oh, yeah. And so was his mother. She was a missionary teacher, individual, and very puritanical. So in her mind, you gave your soul to God, you gave your body to your husband, and that was it. That was your life. And I was 5 years old, and I said, Grandma, what do I get? Well, I ended up in the corner having the Bible read to me for about 2 hours.
Those stories still suffuse her music.
The stories that you're told as a kid, whatever those stories are, I think get into your bone and your blood. They're part of your core. They're part of who you are.
Trouble needs a home, girls. Trouble needs a home. She fell out with Satan. Now she's on the run. But I have found it quite straightforward in her contracts and her deals. She warns me when danger is loose behind his wheels.
As Tori Amos crosses the midlife threshold, she's contemplating what it means to be a pop musician later in life.
It's not as if we go play grandmother roles and we sing songs about being a grandmother, and then people come to that rock show, Granny Rock. And when I'm 80, I'm going to be doing Granny Rock, just you wait. But I'm not 80 yet, and so don't you see, it's very different than in the movie side of things where they create roles. I mean, Helen Mirren is hot. How hot is she? However, she's playing roles that are designed around her. Well, what is a role in the rock side of things? That's what I'm having to carve out for myself.
We could be opening a doorway cleverly, but that's okay. Once upon a time you had faith. You would not be swayed by fools, untouched by clairvoyance. And you swore that we'd be brave. Well, not today. No, not today.
Tori Amos isn't playing Granny Rock, but she is making music that comes from a mature artistic vision. You can hear it on her latest CD, Unrepentant Geraldines. For Echoes, I'm John DiLibretto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.